This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Ole Miss and quarterback Trinidad Chambliss have reportedly reached a deal for Trinidad to stay at Ole Miss next season. He is the top QB in the top QB in the transfer portal. Brendan Sorsby is also transferring to Texas Tech.
Yeah, Brendan Sorsby got hit with that blank check out there in Texas Tech. I'm curious to get y'all's take on this because I was listening to some people talk about it. And they said that Texas Tech has to pay a little bit more to get people to come live in Lubbock, Texas. And I don't know if you guys have ever driven through West Texas, but there's probably a few college towns, probably a few in the SEC that can, you know, maybe comply with that rule as well. But I feel like they probably think at Texas Tech they were one quarterback away from making a little bit deeper run. The team around them, you know, was so good this last year, but that's a big one for me. And the Trinidad Chambliss one just makes sense in every different direction. I know there's some litigation to kind of come out, and he had to have the offer on the table to be able to kind of push that waiver through or whatever else the situation entails. But he's been nothing short of incredible in this run that they're on, and I know that they're happy at Ole Miss to have him back possibly.
Everything we just said in the wording is so ridiculous. He agreed to a deal to come back to a college football team. And he had to have a deal on the table for him to be able to get an extra year of eligibility. That sounds so odd to be talking about with college football. If you'd have told me 5 years ago that's the way we had to word it, it's so weird.
It's exhausting. But, it's honestly exhausting to follow.
It's exhausting watching the transfer portal right now. Georgia Tech's had like four guys, including Philo, basically transfer to Florida and follow Buster Faulkner. The Sorensby thing, Texas Tech had another kid. They had Baron Morton and they had another kid. And the other kid came in against Utah when they played them this year and played pretty well. And all that to be said, Morton had a bad playoff game. And guess what? I don't know Morton if he was a senior or not, but guess what? Morton's not going to be there. And now Sorensby, who just lit it up in was Sorensby the one in North Texas?
No, he was at Cincinnati. He came from Indiana originally, yeah.
And he was one of the hotter quarterback recruits in the portal, and now there he goes.
Yeah.
It's just so odd, but Texas Tech continues to spend money, and the Trinidad Chambliss stuff came out of nowhere. And he's been a rock star.
Yeah, you remember we all talked about Austin Simmons before the year started. And, you know, credit to Lane Kiffin, a few things that I'll give him credit for this year, is able to make that switch, and that's led to what they've been able to do down the stretch.
That happened in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
Because of an injury.
Well, there was an injury, but when he came back from the injury, he had to make the decision as well. It's just getting to a point where quarterbacks will not be at one place from year to year. It's just the world I feel like we're living in is crazy.
Yeah.
There's
just wild.
there has to be something, Mike, that steps in. There, I mean, if somebody was telling me this today, I was like, well, I don't know anything else other than a CBA. And I don't know how you get a CBA in place when there's no one there long-term player-wise to negotiate it. I mean, talk about the NFL, the veterans negotiating for themselves, right? And how they you had a CBA negotiation, what, your second year in the league?
Yeah, we had a lockout. Yeah, when I was a second year. My first offseason was a lockout.
And who leads those? The veterans. So how do you do that in college? And how do you know enough about business in college to negotiate your own CBA?
Well, and on the flip side, who's the central figure from the university side that's going to negotiate? They're all out for themselves, or at least the conferences are.
You'd think that's where a governing body like the NCAA would be able to step in.
I just don't know how much power the NCAA really even has anymore. You know, especially when you get to the end of the season and the CFP is running things. There's just so many hands in the cookie jar right now. It stinks because I used to genuinely enjoy this time of year and how these teams would develop players and recreate things. And I'm not the archaic guy that's going to go, oh, I wish it was the way it, you know, but I just need things to calm down a little bit so it allows us to focus a little bit more on the team moving forward.
My favorite thing is being in this business and following people and listening to them for years tell me how it would be easy to pay college football players and it should be done already. And those same people now, I'm reading things and hearing them say, I just want my old college football back. And I'm like, you are the problem. You pushed for this. You screamed upon a pedestal saying, it's easy, just pay them all a certain amount. And you never, and you failed to understand the fact that it's not that easy. And at the end of the day, you just wait. There's a lot more fallout from this because eventually you're going to see sports that benefited from college football and them not paying the players. And I'm not saying I'm against paying the players, but you're going to see sports cut because of them having to pay players and them and the money drying up.
Yeah, you're going to have to develop some kind of rules to kind of level things out here in this college football landscape.
Well, and before we get to who the Falcons will be interviewing for the head coaching job, I want to mention that UGA linebacker CJ Allen and wide receiver Zachariah Branch are entering the 2026 NFL draft.
We've talked to Rusty in here about how they're going to be absolutely loaded next year, and this doesn't change that. Georgia is just – their trajectory for next season, with or without these two guys, is just crazy, man. So kudos to them for taking their shot at it, and I'm sure that Kirby's already working on who takes over these roles.
I'm curious what Zachariah Branch is. I know that he's been used a lot in the screen game, and he's obviously can make a great catch on the back shoulder and stuff like that, but what is his route? I just don't know because I haven't watched. I'd be interested on Thursday,
yeah,
to talk to Rusty about what his skill set is as a route runner, because everything I've seen, he's kind of projected in the second round. Maybe he got a better grade. CJ Allen was a stud today. He stepped on campus, so I mean, I don't know what else to say about that guy like that.
Would it be fair to say Luther Burden in the NFL for Zachariah Branch? Best case scenario, that's kind of what I'm envisioning. I think Luther Burden's taller than Zachariah Branch is, but I think that the athleticism, the way they use him in Chicago, I think that'd be best case scenario for him.
Well, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has all the action of Wildcard Weekend in the NFL. Make sure you join us Saturday starting at 4 p.m., Sunday starting at 12:30 p.m., and Monday night at 7:30 for live play-by-play of every playoff game. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. That's NFL playoff action all weekend long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Atlanta's home of the NFL on Westwood One. Now, three names are up for the Atlanta Falcons coaching job so far. Clint Kubiak, Anthony Weaver, and Kevin Stefanski. Which one sets off a little alarm bell in your mind?
Wait, like, is it Wednesday already? Oh, okay. No, it's not. Which one Wednesday? I don't know. I mean, the Stefanski thing is interesting. I know that you look at the fact that he's a two-time coach of the year and you think, okay, great. We'd love to have him. I just – Bo said it best earlier when he talked about the stench of Cleveland. You know, the way things have been up there, the fact that he was given 6 years, his offense at times was good with limited passers, but I think that's exactly what we've talked about here the last couple of seasons, unfortunately. It just, I need somebody that's going to move this offense around and really develop quarterback play. And I don't think for everything that we've seen that he's done well, I don't think at any point that he developed a quarterback in Cleveland over the last few years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No, he gave up on Baker. Was a part. I don't know how much he had in saying it, but he had to be somewhat a part of the decision making to bring in the massage therapist, and what that turned into, and that
still under contract for 46 guaranteed next year. By the way, ding.
And go back to Deshaun Watson. How much did he move Deshaun Watson when he was there in the pocket? Yeah. You're giving me, if y'all want to see Mike's face, he's giving me like.
It's not much. Yeah.
It smells like I put Mike's face over a garbage can that's had like shrimp in it for 3 days.
The
face was just the disgust. So I don't want to be cliche, like prisoner of the moment. But I am intrigued by the Kubiak name. Kyle Shanahan, when he came here, he had been the OC, and he had been the OC in Washington. We don't know, his dad was calling plays, but he learned there. He went to Cleveland for a couple years, and he comes here, and then he has the great 16 year. He goes to San Francisco. He struggled for a couple years out there, and then it took off. In fact, 17 and 18 were brutal years, and then 19 he goes to the Super Bowl. And I don't know if is the Shanahan name the Kubiak name? No, I'm not saying it is, because Mike had been a guy for years, but I went and pulled some of the numbers of Kubiak's 3 years as the OC, as an OC, and he had the 21 Vikings team, which Kirk Cousins was the quarterback.
There you go.
They scored 25 points a game in 21, 11th in the 11th in the league. They were 12th in yards per game, and they were 36% on third down. That wasn't great, but you go to last year with the Saints, he had nobody at quarterback, right? That was Rattler. That was who else did they go through last year, Mike, at quarterback? They went through a couple of guys at quarterback.
Last year was still Derek Carr, right?
Derek Carr at the beginning.
Yeah.
And they were, what, they scored 20 points a game. They were terrible on third downs at 35%. And, but then you go to the this year. He's got Sam Darnold scoring 28 points a game. They're almost 40% third downs, 350-plus yards a game, offense, total offense. They've turned it around. And so could he do that? He's got weapons there. He's got Jackson Smith and Jigba there. A kind of a two-headed monster at running back with Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker.
Yep.
Why couldn't he come and do that here? If you could add a receiver at some point. I don't know who's playing quarterback. You know, could he would probably make I don't know. I think he could help with Penix.
Yeah, we'll talk about this plenty throughout the show, and I'm sure in the coming days and weeks, but I have to try to divide the conversation between what I feel about his offense and what I think about him as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's easy to say, oh, his offenses are great. What is he as a head coach? And who can we possibly get in here as a defensive coordinator? Also, on the flip side, is there any way we could get his brother to come be his offense coordinator if he was the head coach? And I think that's a conversation I'd love to have as well. But right now, I don't think there's any doubt that he's at the very, very top of my list, and there is a huge margin behind him.
It wouldn't be a dissimilar situation than what he's front in now. I mean, he's not calling plays in San Francisco. We all know Kyle is the play caller. Would he want to do that? I've heard Mike LaFleur's name thrown out there. Would Mike LaFleur want to come here and work with Kubiak as the OC? He's obviously in L.A. right now. But again, it would be another thing. Now, Matt LaFleur is in Green Bay, and I keep hearing that name. Guys, I don't think Matt LaFleur is getting fired in Green Bay. I couldn't fathom Green Bay saying, you know what, we've had enough winning with you. We'll hit a reset button. I don't understand fans that hate their coaches when they're winning. And the Weaver stuff, am I wrong that Weaver is just the knock against Weaver for me is the defensive coordinator?
For sure. I don't think it to me I'm not going to sign off on a defensive coordinator right now. I'm not. I hate to say it. And I'm sure there's great offensive coordinators out there, but guess what? Offensive coordinators, when they're good, what do? They leave and they go take head coaching jobs. So,
and it seems to work more.
I would love to have something else just for a little bit of a development time.
Well, bottom line is we got to find the right fit. It is crucial to the Falcons' future. So we're going to continue this conversation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.